And I'd like now to welcome to the program Elaine Pinkerton. Her new book is called The Goodbye Baby, A Diary About Adoption. And she will be reading from the book on Sunday, the 14th of October at 3 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore. And there will be a workshop afterwards, which we'll talk about in a moment. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hi there, Mary Charlotte. Great to see you.
Good to see you, too. Now, this is a memoir that you wrote based on rereading your childhood and beyond childhood diaries. What was that process like?
Well, it was rather amazing because I had tried for 23 years to write a book about being adopted, growing up adopted, and the issues and living through it and what it did to me and how I overcame it and how I could maybe help other people by sharing my journey. So I had to take a journey to the past and see firsthand what I experienced. Also, I had an ulterior motive. I didn't want the diaries to live on after me, so I had planned to destroy them to give them a proper burial, and I had to
literally burial?
I've changed. I'm going to burn.
You're
going to
cremate them?
Yes. they're on the chopping block, or yes, the funeral pyre. However, it was edifying because the way I remembered the past is not the way I recorded it. So it was pretty astonishing since I had recorded ridiculously fully everything.
So you went through these, and it's actually, mm-hmm. it's funny that you came on the air a couple of years ago and talked about actually giving readings from people, not only your own, but various people giving readings. It turned out to be a stage reading from your diaries, which I conspicuously did not participate in because I've got these damn things on a bookshelf somewhere and I don't know what I'm ever going to do with them. But that was partly inspired by a website where people are actually doing what they call cringe readings from their teenage diaries.
Indeed. Yeah, one could just Google cringe readings. In fact, I recommend it. A very creative woman named Sarah Brown in Brooklyn, New York, inspired me way across the country thanks to the internet. And I decided that Santa Fe needed some cringe readings to just talk about the Brooklyn event, which is still going on. They meet at Freddy's, people who want to just get rid of the past, read it, laugh, cry, whatever, and share it and just move beyond it. Have these readings, and there's even a branch in London
Amazing.
Of cringe readings.
Now, do you get beyond it? I mean, when you open that stuff up and you read it aloud, or indeed you use it to write a memoir and you finish the memoir, does it get it out of your system in some way?
For me, it certainly has. I went very far with it because I realized the common thread, the arc, so to speak, in all the diaries was that I was a victim of having been adopted at age 5, of having having the repressiveness of when I was adopted, not being able to talk about it, not being able to feel okay about who I was. And I carried it very far in that I was authentic in my diary, but I had to have a mask. And mine was a very impenetrable mask. And so, I just decided, okay, been there, done that, and I became the heroine of my own life.
Now, that's an interesting idea, because being the heroine of your own life basically means constructing your life as a narrative. You might, 20 years from now or 20 years ago, be constructing a different narrative,
mm-hmm.
but as it is, you are constructing this particular narrative, and it all has to do with adoption on some level. Is that right?
It does for me. It did for me. And I have discovered in talking with people that everyone has a childhood trauma of some sort. And it stays within one unless you realize how deeply it wounded you. Well, this was my sort of paradigm. I was adopted. I wasn't good enough. Therefore, I was really sad. Or I was, and my mother was a monster, and I was really mad, and it was one or the other, no in between. Because as a child, you think it's all about you. And even though I grew up and I accomplished many things, and I had outwardly just a normal life with some really good accomplishments, inwardly I didn't feel okay. But now I feel pretty cured of the adoption issues.
And I mean, reading through and even looking at that beautiful picture of you and your adoptive family at the beginning of the book, I mean, you got into a pretty good and compatible family. You look like them. They loved you. They were stable.
I did, and I was really lucky. But inside, I was always afraid of being sent back. I had been in foster homes up till age 5, and I thought, if you love somebody, and they're going to leave you. So I had abandonment issues. It sounds really hackneyed and trite, but I did have them because I had been abandoned. My birth mother did come into my life, but I waited 38 years before she came back to get me.
You actually met her later in your adulthood.
And it wasn't very satisfying because she was not parent material.
Which is why she gave you up in the first place.
And I'm really, it's a miracle she did, and I'm glad she did. And I had wonderful parents, but I didn't have a chance to work through it when I should have. So finally, many, many, many years later, I worked through it and turned it into a book that I hope will help other people dealing with those same kinds of issues.
And it draws very heavily from those diaries, which will at some point no longer exist. Now, you're also giving a workshop. What's that about?
Okay, I've titled the workshop Jumpstart Your Memoir. So I'm going to have about an hour after the book reading, the signing, about 4:30, I'll have, or 4:15, I'll have writing materials, and people can just have a hands-on opportunity to shape their own life stories or pick an episode. I've given quite a few writing workshops, so it'll just be a way for them to start thinking about, you know, harvesting their journals or family letters.
Elaine Pinkerton is author of the book The Goodbye Baby, and once again she'll be at Collected Works Bookstore this Sunday, the 14th of October at 3 in the afternoon, and there's a workshop afterwards. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. It's been fun being here.